Let's listen to highlights from this weekend's games on KIA KMLS. Bella Christian Boys hosted Albia on Thursday in a Class 2A substate live on 92.1 KMLS with Tyler Crabb.
Trey Steinkamp has it on the left wing. Devin Runner, a right wing three, and Devin Runner knocks down his second triple of the night. Bella Christian's lead is 41-25 as Runner knocks down his second triple. Play goal, drives, kicks to the corner. Garrett Wheeler lines up the three ball, and Garrett Wheeler knocks down his first triple of the night. And it's 46-27, Penland Christian on top. 5:39 to go in the third quarter. And Penland Christian on the other end. Gilbert Flagel, left wing, three. Why not? Gilbert Flagel, 22 points. And as we said, just one miss on the evening. He has been incredible tonight for the Eagles. Croyd has the ball on the baseline. Kicks it up to Josh Rins. Three from the right wing. Nothing but net for Josh Rins. The Eagles are loving the effort they're getting from everyone tonight.
Everybody's putting in shots tonight. Good to see.
73-35, 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Ball swings, Grant Beekhuizen wide open on the right wing, kicks to the corner. Dallas Ford, he'll knock down the triple, and Pella Christian leads it 78-37.
Final score, Pella Christian 84, Albia 43. Pella Girls hosted Ballard on Saturday in a Class 4A regional semifinal live on 92.1 KMLS with Andrew Schneider.
Into the corner for Park. She stops about 12 feet away from the basket, nearly traveled. Does get her kick pass back out to an Emma Walkup three-pointer, yes. Emma Walkup pours it in from downtown, and the first strike comes from the green and white, 3-0 Dutch. Cameron Long makes her first stat since returning to the lineup after missing close to a third of the season, and she makes her first bucket. The same motion, dribble drive, Cameron Long for two. 6-1 Dutch.
Long is back. That didn't take long to score.
6-1, and then Cameron gets a steal, and then she's fouled. So she's stuffing the stat sheet in a short amount of time. The added depth she gives in those Park sisters and that backcourt gets so many more breaks. Pella, press break, and there settles for two. That does reset the shot clock because that was a change of possession. Fourth Pella turnover, but there's Parks right away. Avery getting that up ahead on the steal. The Dutch a lot of sorts on offense initially, but Long takes it hard and it rattles in. Cameron Long making up for missed time. She's got four early points, and that's off of a fourth Ballard turnover. Into the corner, walk up in transition three-pointer. Off the rim, high up and in again. Sometimes it's just your night. And Emma Walkup has her second tray. It's a 13-3 Dutch lead. Minute 30 to go here in the first. Cameron Long, kick out pass. Wogan for three. Yes, what a dish by Long to set up the open three-point shooter. And the Dutch have a 16-4 lead.
Yes, senior to senior.
Bryn Paulson comes up with this one for the Dutch. 10 Ballard turnovers. Settles, fires for three. Yes. Julia Settles knocks it in.
Sophomore to freshman there.
And then a double dribble. It's been a pretty freshman-heavy Ballard team. Ball's on the ground and then scooped up by Riley Parks. Just a lost dribble. And now Julia Settles taps it up ahead to Carly Altwine. Count it and one. Carly Altwine just heaves it out there in the fast break opportunity and gets a big bucket for the Dutch that could break the backs of Ballard here.
Final score, Pella 43, Ballard 33. Indianola girls met Ottumwa on Saturday in a Class 5A regional semifinal live on 94.3 KNIA with Mike Effner.
Open three-pointer, Julia McGraw high, arcing, yes. Nothing but net. That one brought rain, Julia McGraw. We'll see how long they leave Ryder on the bench. Amelia Paw with a steal, though, trying to finish, and does. Yes. With 5 seconds left, Paw gives Indianola a 12-5 lead, and that'll do it for the first quarter on the steal by Amelia Paw. Indianola looking to set up the high-low. Oh, banking it high off the glass. Julia McGraw from the right corner. When you're going right, you're going right. That'll get another Ottumwa timeout called. Julia McGraw up to 12 points. Olson cross-court pass finds the hot hand. McGraw, three-pointer. And she banked that one in, too. Third three of the half by Julie McGraw. Olson looking for three. Nothing but net for Lauren Olson, her first bucket of the night. And the lead is 25-5 for Indianola. Another steal, another turnover. Paw wide open on the other end of the floor. Layup is good. 35-8. We're under a minute to go. Shot was no good. Rebounded by Indianola. Here they come. Grover has an advantage inside and scores over the top of Goldsmith. 4 seconds left. Indians got to hurry here. Whitson. Oh, nice little move and scoop shot off the glass. That could be our drive of the game right there.
That's
as we talk about
move.
Things later. And there's big contact there. Whitson draws the offensive foul on Ryder, and her teammates love it.
Oh, yeah.
Skip pass across to McGraw. She's been out for a while with those three fouls. And back in the game, hits a 23-foot three-pointer, her fourth of the night. Julia McGraw on fire.
Final score, Indianola 63, Ottumwa 38. Norwalk hosted Lewis Central in the Class 4A regional semifinal live on KNIAKMLS.com. KNIA 3 with Schaefer Landon.
Birmingham's on the left corner. She takes a contested three. That one will go. Three ball corner pocket, and now she's seen one go in. So look out, Lewis Central.
Here comes the press right now. We got some pressure.
Brown will take it out of bounds. Inbound to Birmingham, and now she's got 3 three-pointers and off and running here. 13-10. Norwalk is ahead. Carlson had a little right wing three-pointer that went. Plenty of space for Carlson, who's taken a scoring drop this season after that injury, but she can still shoot from outside. 21-15. Reeder takes it into the lane on the left side, spins, gets through some defense off the glass, made it real easy for herself. Yeah, that was a nice move.
That was a great move. That was difficult.
Zone here for Lewis Central. Into the corner, Overholzer's got it. She shoots. Three ball, corner pocket. Hannah Overholzer busts it open again. 35-31. Give her 13. Pearl Brown with a steal, and she's home free. Right-handed layup. Cleans it up. And a 9-point lead for Norwalk, their largest of the night, 42-33. Timeout Warriors.
Just shows you how good she is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not a
Brown,
steal.
Another steal. And she just had one earlier on. She gets it to Birmingham. A tough pass and a layup. And I just said something about her. She's got the first 2 points out of the timeout. And tipped away this time. Overholzer's got a steal. And a left block layup. And this Warrior defense is turning this game around. Defense to offense. It's 46-33. Good defense by Brown. Birmingham kicks it up to Carlson, who's running. Right-handed layup, and it's just layup after layup in transition for the Warriors, who are turning this thing into a track meet.
Final score, Norwalk 53, Lewis Central 42. Highlights from this past weekend's games on KNIA KRLS.